Kingdom Pursuits, where you hear from ordinary people instilled with an extraordinary passion. Together, we explore the stories of men and women who take what they love and let God turn their passion into kingdom pursuits. Now, live from the Truth Booth, your host, Robbie Dillmore.
We have a bunch of wonderful guests lined up for you today on Kingdom Pursuits, where God, we hear how God takes some amazing folks and their passions and uses it to build the kingdom. The first one, you know, this sounds like it could almost be a Christian car guy story. We have Terry Lynn Schmidt, and her passion, apparently, she's the author of When Drag Racing Met Country Music, A Widow's Journey in Rediscovery. Welcome, Terry.
Hi, Robbie. How are you?
That is a provoking, I'm good, but that is a provoking title right there. If you're the Christian car guy, you immediately go drag racing and country music and widow. You have all that in almost in the same sentence. And so I'm thinking that's going to be an interesting journey.
Yes. You know, whenever God gave me the title, I knew exactly what he wanted me to do with the book and the direction that he wanted me to take it. So I agree with you. I totally agree with you, the title of the book. I love it. I've had lots of really great feedback around it, yes.
And wow, your husband must have been really something when it comes to drag racing, as I could see. So we're going to hear a lot about that from Terry Lynn. But we also have, interestingly, and you know, no pun intended at all, but we have John Speed with us today. And John... It has nothing to do with drag racing, but everything to do with supporting life in the state of New York in so many ways. John, you a pastor, and you have a bookstore there, but there's a lot of controversy in New York.
Yeah, since they brought in the Reproductive Health Act January 22nd, it's been a controversial thing, and all we're trying to do is point out to people that, you know, abortion is murder, and that they need to keep these precious babies and not sentence them to death.
Right, and you had a chance to do some things that got a lot of press. One, you closed your bookstore, am I right, for a period of time in mourning? Is that
the day after they voted to expand abortion in New York, we decided to hang a sign on our store window and just say, we're shut down for the 23rd as a day of mourning, and we won't collect sales tax today for this government, but we'll resume doing it afterwards under duress.
Yeah, so we're going to hear a lot from John today as well. And then we have Jenny Neal, and Jenny Neal is really with this Movement Day event that's coming Saturday, March the 16th in Charlotte. And Jenny, you know, there's a lot of movement about this movement thing. I've heard this.
There is.
So tell us what's going on with Movement Day.
Well, Movement Day is actually a global event that started in 2010 in New York City, actually, when a nonprofit leader and a pastor and a marketplace leader all came together and said, we just have a passion to see the church, the big C church, operating in unity. And so Tim Keller and Mac Pierre and Bob Dahl all started Movement Day in New York in 2010. And we hosted our first Movement Day last year in Charlotte with a sellout crowd of over 900, and are hosting our second one this coming Saturday at the Charlotte Convention Center.
Right. And so I would imagine you've got a bigger venue there besides before 900. You could what, seat probably 20, 30,000 there?
No. Oh, I wish we could. No, I think our cap is about 1,200, and we're hoping to reach that.
Okay. Well, then you need to go get registered first. And so the cool thing is that we actually have got a riddle coming up because, you know, it's Kingdom Pursuits, and people could have a chance to win some of the stuff that we're talking about. So speaking of movement and life, I removed the shell from my racing snail to make it go faster, but it just made it more sluggish. You gotta like that, right, Rachel? And, you know, kind of along those lines, after hearing the stuff John was talking about, I don't know if you knew this, but a life in politics is full of parties. It just is. It's all sorts of ways that you could take that. So at the end of that, you knew I would actually have a riddle today, which is, after the birth of his first child in the Bible, his life became apparent. Who, after the birth of his first child in the Bible, his life became apparent? If you know the answer to that, you can call us at 866-348-7884, 866-34-TRUTH. If they can do that, Rachel, tell them what they'll win.
Well, they can win a copy of Terry Lynn's book, When Drag Racing Met Country Music, or tickets to the Movement Day in Charlotte.
Right. And so, Jenny, what is the value of those tickets? How much does it cost to come to Movement Day?
It costs $85 for a ticket to Movement Day this year.
Wow. And so I was told that we have two. So that's $170 value to go to Movement Day. Or you can get Jenny Lynn's book. I mean, Terry Lynn, I'll get it right. Terry Lynn's book. We have Jerry, Jenny and Terry Lynn on the same show. So, you know, that makes Robbie confused. I'm sorry. But Terry Lynn's book, that's worth at least $170 too, isn't it, Terry Lynn?
I wish you could just see how much I'm smiling and just laughing along with you. That would be nice if that were the value. But if you take all of the memories that is compiled in there, I would say it might be the sky is the limit type of value or priceless.
Yeah, because, you know, I'm thinking that another widow or somebody that's recently widowed, you know, they're starting that journey. And as I just heard in my previous show, it probably applies to a lot of people that are going through a divorce. It's a similar thing, a different thing. But it's a journey with God and in the loneliness and some other things. So we're excited to hear, you know, about that. But people can win. All they have to do is call in and tell us after the And obviously, or maybe not obviously, but let me just tell you, there's more than one answer to this question, and that's because we have more than one prize to give away. So after the birth of his first child in the Bible, who was this person? After the birth of his first child, his life became apparent. 866-348-7884 is the number to call in and share. 866-34-TRUTH. And John, besides the bookstore, and I understand you're a pastor, but also now there's a movie, a YouTube video or something along those lines that you are working with to help get word out and understanding on this subject of life.
Yeah, we did a movie about 5 years ago called Babies Are Murdered Here, and you can see that for free. It's a 52-minute documentary on abortion. You can see it for free at babiesaremurderedhere.com. And right now we're filming a sequel to that called Babies Are Still Murdered Here.
And so, am I right? You're a pastor there in where in New York are you?
In Syracuse. I'm on the south side of the city. We have a small church that meets in our bookstore. If things just sort of roll out of the way on Sunday morning, we can set up right there in the store. It's Christ is King Baptist Church.
Oh, cool. So it's a bookstore and you have that. And then weren't you called to testify as well? Or I saw you making a speech. One of the videos that I saw had you speaking to an audience.
Yeah, I spoke at the Batavia, New York City Council meeting. There's a effort there to make that city into a sanctuary city for the unborn. So basically abortion would be outlawed in Batavia. And it would be a place where, in New York State, where babies would not be murdered.
Really? I hadn't heard.
That's the goal. We're still a long ways from getting there, but it's in the process now.
What a wonderful thing. That's really, really cool. Well, Jenny, as we go back to you, you were at your first Movement Day. Did you attend one of those before you brought it to Charlotte?
Actually, I did not. So I am fairly new to the organization that is hosting Movement Day.
So we're going to find out. Well, unfortunately, we've got a break. When we come back, we're going to hear more from Terry Lynn Schmidt and country music and drag racing and, of course, Movement Day, as well as more about life in New York. So stay tuned. So much more Kingdom Pursuits coming up. back to Kingdom Pursuits, where we hear how God takes your passion and uses it to build the kingdom we're so blessed to have with us today. Terry Lynn Schmidt, who's the author of When Drag Racing Met Country Music, A Widow's Journey in Rediscovery, as well as John Speed, who's supporting life in the state of New York in so many different ways, and Jenny Neal with Movement Day, coming Saturday, March the 16th, 2019, at the Charlotte Convention Center. You can find out all about these at Kingdom Pursuits. I'll get my website right in a minute. KingdomPursuits.com. You can order the book from Terry Lynn or find out about what John Speed's doing. See the movie that we just talked about. They're all linked at KingdomPursuits.com. But you may want to get these tickets to Movement Day or get the book. All you got to do is call in and answer this riddle. I'm shocked, Rachel, shocked that the lines have not lit up yet with people that know this answer. After the birth of his first child in the Bible. Now, who is this guy? After the birth of his first child in the Bible, his life became apparent. 866-348-7884. We have your choice of the tickets to the Movement Day or Terry Lynn's book. So getting back to Jenny, I didn't mean to cut you off right there at the break. So you have not been to a Movement Day yet. You just know about what's going on.
Well, I've been to Charlotte, so I helped plan Charlotte last year.
Okay, so you were there last year. So,
oh, absolutely. Yes, absolutely. But I haven't been to a Movement Day in another state or another country. So we brought it to Charlotte last year for the first time. And I'm actually with an organization called For Charlotte, and we're the presenting organization for Movement Day. So it's our one day a year gathering. We like to call it a family reunion of all of the believers here in the city to come together. Not based on what church you go to, not operating out of silos, but all come together in one room and really address the pressing needs of our city.
Right, sort of a community. And so what all is involved in the event? I mean, what's the schedule sort of like?
Sure. Well, we are so grateful to have Elevation Worship be our worship team this year. So they will play throughout the day for us and lead us into worship. And then we have several panels that we're going to be discussing. One is Vulnerable Children. We have several organizations who are represented, one who deals with the foster care crisis here in Charlotte, one who deals with literacy rates here in Charlotte, and then another who is just seeking from a civic level to engage people in these issues of vulnerable children. And then we also have a pastor's panel. We are so blessed to have so many pastors that really have a heart for unity in our city that we have actually set up with For Charlotte Pastoral Network, where pastors come together once a month and fellowship with each other and talk about how their churches can engage in mission in the city together instead of doing their own thing, pooling their resources and really making a difference in Charlotte together. So we'll have a panel of those pastors who will talk about the efforts that they're doing. And then we have a lot of marketplace leaders. Casey Crawford, who's the CEO of Movement Mortgage, is one of our co-chairs. He will be speaking. Frank Harrison, who's the CEO of Coca-Cola Bottling Company, will be speaking. So we have a little bit for everyone, no matter what track of life you're in, whether you're church leader, whether you're civic, whether you're business.
Right, it's a potpourri. So getting back to Terry Lynn, as I'm listening to that story, and, you know, obviously maybe next year they could have a widow panel, because that's one of the places that, you know, God really comes after us at those points of need, like some of the things that she's describing, abortion and those kind of things. But Terry Lynn, he came after you at that point of, I guess, when you lost your husband. So can you take us back there a little bit to what happened?
Yeah. I would love to explain the title to the book and the reason why when I'm calling it When Drag Racing Met Country Music. Harry, my husband, who passed of prostate cancer, is in the Drag Racing Hall of Fame and one of the original pioneers of the funny car movement, right, in drag racing. So his car, the Blue Max, is known worldwide and nationwide, and many, many titles of winnings. And whenever I met Harry, you know, there was a 20-year difference in our age, and I had been performing in Nashville at Opryland, and I was 21 and Harry was 41 when we first met. And it was just very interesting because, you know, in those moments, especially when you look back now, and I have written that in my book under the title of Connecting with God, of how God takes our life and puts us on a path. In the moment, we're not even aware of the direction that he is sending us and where we're going. But when we look back and we start connecting all of these dots of the pathway for his plan for our lives, it just becomes so apparent what his intentions were. And so that was a divine appointment. And everything from that point on, both in Harry's life and in my life, just led us both together in the direction of our church membership at Prestonwood Baptist, and the baptism of our entire family, and our first mission trip together in the Amazon. of course, my daughters attended the private Christian school, but we decided to take them out and homeschool and do traveling together because Harry was of retirement age, and he wanted to take our girls for hands-on education. And little did we know that those were going to be some of the best memories treasured in our life once Harry was diagnosed with prostate cancer. And, you know, circling back to what you mentioned before, Robbie, about grieving, we have had, I mean, just recently in the last 2 or 3 weeks, I've lost a cousin my age, my sister-in-law's oldest son who was my age, you know, a hit-and-run accident while he was jogging. And, you know, grieving comes in all different forms and in different ways. And you were also speaking on divorce. You know, you're grieving the loss of the relationship. So one thing, the overall message that I really wanted to put into my book was, you know, we are all in this life together, and we're all going to grieve differently and at different times. You know, I'm going into 7 years in my process. And like you mentioned before, I mean, every second that a child is even born, we are losing a loved one, whether it's a man, a woman, grandparent, a child, heaven forbid, which is one of the most painful, I believe. So, actually, the beginning of my book, the first, I would say, quarter section of my book is the story of Harry's life and then of my life and how we met, our journey together as a family, our daughters, and then Harry's journey with his cancer. And then the rest of it, the three-fourths, the main portion of my book, is an accumulation of my 7 years of writing for a little downtown newspaper on the church announcement page, and I write of all matters of the heart. And actually, my book was going to be a devotional because I received a tear sheet, and I just, you know, did the screenshot of it and upload it in different areas of social media for my friends and family to read, and so that I could broaden the reach of readers. And whenever I started having requests of compiling them and putting them in one location, that's how this book was birthed. But then whenever God gave me the title, it all based and was centered around my meeting Harry and what he did before me and me before him, and then us together. So, you know, we as Christians know in, you know, 1 Thessalonians 4 that we grieve with a hope. I just don't know how people grieve without hope of knowing.
Well, speaking of that, yeah, I absolutely. And speaking of that, as I'm listening to Terry Lynn, who I just accidentally cut off, so if you could get her back, I'm sorry. But I couldn't help but think, John, that you had a different pathway, and you're trying to head off a lot of this grief. I'm sure that you, as a pastor, have had a chance to. Or what is it in your pathway that brought such passion about this subject?
Well, in my background in street evangelism, I had a lot of friends who were involved in going to the abortion clinics to do ministry. And I went out one time with some folks in Lubbock, Texas, and saw what that looks like. And just really felt the grief of watching women go in and choose to murder their own children. And then I've seen the repercussions of that, as well as they grieve what they've done, as their conscience bears witness to what they've done, and the fact that they need the gospel for any kind of healing at all from that. And so my passion's always been about the gospel. And so it was a natural thing to go out there and try to bring the gospel of Jesus Christ to bear on this issue, both for the healing of those who choose to do this and to save the life of the babies that are at risk.
Yeah, I once was tasked to do 100 interviews in 2 days at the Association of Christian Counselors meeting in Nashville, and I met with a whole bunch of counselors who dealt in this particular issue, and almost every time I met one, I would ask them, you know, 2 Corinthians chapter 1 says, you know, God comforted us in a way that we could comfort others with the comfort that he comforted us. How does that play out? And so often, they'd had something in their own life where God had comforted them, and so like Terry is talking in her book about how she's been comforted through that process. There are so many counselors out there to help folks that have lost gone through the abortion process and have that unbelievable guilt. So we come back, we got Jenny and John and Terry. So much more. King of Pursuits coming up. Welcome back to Kingdom Pursuits, where we hear how God takes your passion and uses it to build the kingdom. We're so blessed to have with us today Jenny Neal, who's with Movement Day in Charlotte. That's coming up next Saturday, March 16th, at the Charlotte Convention Center. And John Speed, who is supporting life in the state of New York in so many different ways, as well as Terry Lynn Schmidt, and she is the author of When Drag Racing Met Country Music, A Widow's Journey in Rediscovery. And I would mention again that if you go to kingdompursuits.com, you can order her book or find out about the many things that John's doing to support life in the state of New York. But as always, you know, if you get the book from Terry, you can, you know, go on Amazon and review it. And what it's so encouraging to authors to get that kind of thing. When you pick up a Christian book, realize this person set their life out there and really, you know, is trying to be obedient to God. What a way we can encourage them by, number one, buying the book, and number two, going back and then supporting it. But you can get the book, or you can get tickets to Movement Day. All you have to do is answer this simple actually, it was one of the more simple I've ever done. Don't overthink this. I wanted people to call in and win. So after the birth of his first child in the Bible, his life became apparent. 866-348-7884 is the number to call in and win. 866-348-7884. You can win that $160 worth of tickets to Movement Day or Terry Lynn's book, which would be, just think, I'm the people that you might have in your life that you could bless with that book later on as things go along that way. So, John, as you know, and I would just say that having interviewed several people who've had abortions over the years, men and women, yeah, there's an unbelievable guilt that goes into that. And it is, you know, the blood of Jesus Christ. You can cover that only by the grace of God, you know, that I'm not in that same position somewhere, because there would have been a point in my life where who knows that might have come into my life and I wouldn't have known what to do. And so, you know, I'm wondering about the healing aspect of that, how you've experienced it.
Well, what I've seen is people that have gone, who've received the gospel, they've repented of their sins, they've placed their faith in Christ. Usually what you see in the process of healing with these women, as they have, and men, is that they have a desire to keep other babies alive. You know, they want to be actively involved in being out there and reaching out to people who are considering abortion. And so, you know, I have a good number of friends who are active out in front of abortion clinics doing sidewalk counseling, people who are involved preaching the gospel out in front of clinics, who are part of their healing is reaching out in love and with the gospel to people as they go in and seeing, you know, seeing people choose life, seeing people, you know, decide not to murder their baby or to maybe put the baby up for adoption. Some churches that I'm aware of, they have babies in their church that are there because of, you know, clinic ministry. And there's nothing that's more healing, really, than seeing God work, you know, in someone else's life in a very similar way. And when those opportunities are there, it's a beautiful thing.
No, it really, really is. And I think that there's an amazing movie coming out called Unplanned. Maybe you've seen the screener on that, about the lady who was over the abortion clinic in Texas and, you know, came out of that a Christian, and then all of a sudden, exactly what you just described, she wanted to tell other people the horrors of what that is, that even, you know, there's a scene in the movie where she took the abortion pill, where you think that would be clean and easy, and when you see the movie, you'll see that it's anything but that. It's beyond horrible and all that, and so she has a chance to really comfort others with the comfort that she's been comforted with. I mean, that verse just really seems to come to life in that particular situation. We got Bill is in Richmond this morning. Bill, you're on Kingdom Pursuits. Good morning. Do you know after the birth of his first child, his life became apparent? Who might that be?
It seems too simple, but I'm going to say Joseph.
Yeah. His life was apparent at that point in time.
Absolutely. I thought Abraham, but he had the one... That gave him a little bit of trouble, you know?
His life became apparent, really. And then think about poor Jacob. Oh, my goodness. His life became apparent of some real shenanigans.
Absolutely. A little twisting and turning there. I think he was the first one that did the twist.
I love that. Well, thank you, Bill. God bless. I'm so glad you listened up there in Richmond. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Robbie.
WLES. Yes, God bless. All right, well, moving back to Jenny. And Jenny, I am wondering, like so many folks that find themselves in ministry, as you hear that verse about how God has comforted us, was there something he comforted with you with that you just thought, you know, gee, I need to go out and really take my faith to the streets?
Well, actually, yes, and I'm, you know, listening to John share and just grateful, John, for all that you do. We actually, our son is brought into our family through adoption, and then he's our third, and his mother was 15 when she got pregnant with him, and so absolutely faced the decision of aborting him versus giving him life and giving him to our family. And so my husband and I are very passionate about the right, you know, life and adoption and vulnerable children and foster care because of all those things. We see just it living out every day in our family when this precious little four-year-old runs around our house, bringing us so much joy, how much of a difference it can make when these girls are just counseled to make a wise choice, because there's so many families out there that really do want these babies and will love them and take them. And along those same veins, you know, the foster care crisis here in Charlotte, you know, there's only 560 kids that are in the foster care system here in Charlotte and over 960 churches. And so if every church just took one child, then we really could eradicate this problem in our city and be a city on a hill for the rest of the nation, of the church really uniting in order to make a tangible difference. So,
yeah, I mean, Jesus couldn't have been more clear that this is how they'll know you, the way you love one another. And I love that message that, wow, if there's anything we should love, it's another church. I mean, right?
It's our brothers and sisters.
yeah. And it amazes me sometimes the diversity that's involved in all that. But nonetheless, you know, God, I love this idea of coming together. And I once had an opportunity to interview some people that were in war-torn Lebanon when all that hit. And they said something I've never forgot. He said, you know, Robbie, before the war, we were really concerned about who was a Catholic and who was a Protestant and who was a Presbyterian and who was Baptist, whatever. He said, but when this bomb started dropping, all that stuff went out the window. And if we could find sanctuary in anybody's church, you know, we were running over to that. And the next thing you know, the Catholics were all mixed up with the Protestants and everybody was seeking God. You know, similarly together, they came under this complete tragedy. So I hate to see that things like that happen in order for us to get the idea that, you know, God had a community in mind. He didn't set up denominations.
Exactly. And he's already united us. I mean, based on John 17, we are already one. We just need to act like it.
Yeah, that's really cool stuff. I'm so grateful for that. And along those same lines, we have Terry Lynn. And Terry, who I accidentally cut off, and I feel so bad about that, but we got you back. And, well, right before the break came. So when we come back, we're going to hear more from Terry Lynn and an author's, you know, view of when drag racing met country music. So we're going to hear more from that, more from about the Movement Day coming to Charlotte and supporting life in the state of New York. So stay tuned. So much more Kingdom Pursuits. And oh, by the way, if you want to come up with another name, you can win the prize that we didn't already give away. 866-34-TRUTH. Welcome back to Kingdom Pursuits, where we hear how God takes your passion and uses it to build the kingdom. I've had so much fun today with Jenny Neal with Movement Day coming Saturday, March 16th, the Charlotte Convention Center. There's tickets available. I think it's just Movement Day. Am I right, Jenny?
MovementDayCharlotte.com.
MovementDayCharlotte.com. You can go register. And this is coming up next Saturday. It's going to be all day at the convention center. I bet you it includes a meal of some kind, right?
It includes breakfast and lunch.
Oh, wonderful. So there you go. So two meals and all those wonderful breakout sessions and speakers. So it sounds like an amazing event. And what a beautiful cause. Well, we left our hero, Terry. We just got back to you for a second. But I was wondering, as you were listening to them speak about life that way, was there any part of that that touched your life, Terry?
You know, I was thinking about those precious mothers that on, you know, the one side of salvation that made those decisions, and the grief and the sadness that is just overwhelming, not only to a young woman, but to an older woman, but there is just so many different stages of grieving, and whenever any of us go through a loss of any sort, we always, as a believer, would want to cling to Christ as tightly as we can and press in and lean on Him. And, you know, that is the only way that we are going to be able to journey through this life together, you know,
and so rediscovering. I'm wondering, in your own journey as that went, was there a particular time where He showed up for you, or where there was a verse or something that literally became what you could hold on to in the storm?
Yes. You know, right in the moments of Harry's passing, I was reminded of the scripture of death, where is your sting? Where is your victory? Because as long as we're here on the earth, just as I was listening to Graham, she was talking about, you know, we're going to be under attack as long as we're on this earth and we're fighting against good and evil. If there's a battle, it's a spiritual battle. So
whenever I actually lost Harry, I surprised myself that my reaction to losing him, I started questioning my faith, like, why am I reacting this way? I'm a strong woman of faith and belief, and I just really started asking God to reveal himself to me, to show himself, to remind me, and just the verses, yes, that one for sure I clung to, but then also the hope that we have in our salvation that we will see our loved ones again, you know, in just the blink of an eye. I mean, the distance between heaven and where we are right now is literally just on the other side, and life can be taken so quickly. So living and believing and clinging to that hope is what helps me to keep going every day. I know that our loved ones, whenever they pass, they would want us to continue to live. But then it also, you know, your message here for your show, speaking of everyone and their passion, I think that in those moments, things that are very, very precious to us, we become extremely passionate about because something has happened to us that is relevant to that passion. And I can hear it in the voices of Sweet Jenny and Pastor. You know, what we bring to the table is our hope that the message that we have can turn someone's heart towards their Father, their Savior, believing, saving faith in Christ. The Holy Spirit is the one that roots them in, but we plant those seeds, and so that is the desire of my book. We're all going through a journey consistently. We've not come to the final steps in our journey. It's a process.
Yeah, not even close. We have an eternity. It's a long time that we can look forward to, and so, you know, John, as obviously, you know, you've been called to be a warrior there in New York for such a time as this. How do you do that in love?
Well, you always preach the gospel to yourself and always remind yourself of, you know, what you've been forgiven of. You know, whether you've had an abortion or not, you know, we've all committed great sins against God. We've all broken his commandments, lying, stealing. You know, Jesus said, if you look with lust, you commit adultery in your heart. And so we're all, you know, equally guilty before God. And so keeping that front and center when you go out there is so important.
Yeah, it is. It is. I hate this show's over. That's a fast hour that goes by. I'm so grateful to my guests, John and Jenny and Terry. As I would mention, if you go to Movement Day Charlotte, you can order your tickets there, or go to Kingdom Pursuits, order Terry Lynn's book, When Drag Racing Met Country Music, or find out more about John and his ministry, how you might support him, his movie, and all that's going on. We certainly thank you for listening to Kingdom Pursuits today. Next up, Encouraging Prayer with James Banks, followed by Masculine Journey Radio, the Truth Network. So much truth coming at you.